It's Friday, April 25th, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Witbian. President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah delivered her inaugural State of the Nation address in Parliament yesterday, providing insights into the country's current status and her administration's policy direction. We sought commentary from local political analyst Sam Kawapirura for a perspective on the speech.
When you take the earlier announcement on the NSFAF loan scheme that has been opened up to everybody irrespective of their income threshold, when you engage NSFAF, tell you now, well, the announcement was made, but they haven't got the budgetary allocation yet. One would want to see a corresponding budgetary consideration that we don't have a policy which has good intentions, but then there's no fiscal allocation for that. So one would hope that alignment would happen quick.
Still on SONA, Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah announced that corporate tax will drop to 30% this year. She also revealed that the VAT registration threshold will rise to 1 million to ease compliance for SMEs. Frederico Links from the Institute for Public Policy Research shared his insights on the implications of these tax reforms.
I know a lot of people who are struggling with that and who are having tax debts that they have to clear. So yes, I think this is wonderful news.
Economist Gabriel Erastes said President Nandi-Ndaitwah's statements echoed previously made commitments.
So instead of now creating a new uncertainty of what is coming, what is not coming, she just reaffirmed her support for reform that have been in place.
The Bank of Namibia and Namfisa launched this year's financial stability report, highlighting the strength of the local financial sector. Floret Nakuthera from the regulator noted that the banking sector grew by 7.1%, reaching 186.73 billion Namibian dollars. Namfisa's Victoria Raymond.
Global growth remained stable in 2024 and is projected to slow down during 2025 due to increased uncertainty surrounding trade tension and policy. The bank implemented key regulatory interventions to strengthen financial sector stability and resilience. The Macroprudential Committee also approved the use of the Growth at Risk model to strengthen the macroprudential surveillance in Namibia. These interventions reinforce the bank's commitment to strengthening financial system stability and broader economic sustainability.
South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa and U.S. President Donald Trump have agreed to meet soon to ease growing tensions between the two nations. The rift, driven by differences over the Ukraine war, trade and South Africa's Expropriation Act, which Trump claims targets white farmers, has led to cuts in U.S. aid. During Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's visit to Pretoria, Ramaphosa confirmed he and Trump want to end the war in Ukraine and are committed to strengthening ties. Still on Trump, in an unusual move, the U.S. president has publicly appealed to Russia's president to halt the bombing of Ukraine's capital and agree to a peace deal. It follows Russia's latest bombardment of Kiev, which left 9 people dead and at least 80 injured. Mitch McCann is our correspondent.
Mr. Trump's comments are notable because he is often accused of being too soft on Russia for its assault on Ukraine, recently blaming Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky for what he called inflammatory statements, making it difficult to settle the war. Steve Witkoff, Mr. Trump's special envoy, is expected to meet with Russian President Putin for the fourth time this week in the hopes of agreeing to a peace deal. It's been reported that for the war to end, Russia may demand Ukraine agree to formally recognize Crimea as Russia, territory it already seized from Ukraine 11 years ago. Mitch McCann, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.